Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we'll do that. But first, we want to go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And we bring in our friend Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Kay. All right. So, Mary Kay, we were talking about Colin Kaepernick. Were you surprised the league settled on Friday?
Yeah, it did kind of come out of nowhere. So, yes, I was a little bit surprised about that. There hadn't been a whole lot of talk about it. And it just did kind of come out of the blue.
What does it mean, Mary Kay? Does it mean that he caved, the NFL caved? They both are putting it behind him. He resumes his career. He goes away. What do you think?
Well, I think it will be very interesting to see if he can resume his career. I've seen that that Eric Reed, who also settled, has basically ruled out a return to the NFL. But will it be the same for Colin Kaepernick? I don't know about that. You know, will some team take a chance on him and sign him? You know, maybe this opens the door for that to happen instead of closing it. So not exactly sure how this is all going to play out yet.
Mary Kay, our team that you cover, that we cover, needs another quarterback, you would think. Would the Browns be a candidate to sign Kaepernick? And do you think that would be any possibility at all?
You know, I really don't see that happening. I actually think, you know, that there's a chance that they might draft or sign a young quarterback to develop. You know, I think that, you know, maybe right now they feel okay about having Baker, Drew Stanton, and adding another player that's not necessarily a big name guy like a Colin Kaepernick. I don't think that they would feel the need to make sort of a big splashy move like that when, you know, when they know that Baker Mayfield is their quarterback of the future and he's not going anywhere anytime soon. So, no, I don't see that happening.
I want to kind of lean towards the draft. I mean, are you still getting any feel? I know we sit here and we speculate on what we think they might go after with that 17th pick. But just if you thought the Browns sat out there and you could look at their chart and say, this is the guy, not the guy, but more the position that they're hoping to get at 17. If do you think that that has surfaced yet for them to say, this is the position we really want to get at 17?
Well, you know, they are deep into their draft meetings right now.
Right.
And they're preparing to go to the combine next week. So for sure, they have decided and thought a lot about what they might want to do with that number 17 overall pick. But I think the thing to remember in this draft is, you know, they don't have a glaring crying need at any one position, so they can let the draft come to them. They are not forced to have to take a quarterback, a left tackle, or any other position. So they're actually in a great spot right now with being able to just let the draft come to them, trade up, move back, do whatever they feel they need to do to help this team.
And Mary Kay, with that in mind, I think it opens John Dorsey up to do just about anything, including maybe trade that pick for a player. I don't think that he has any limitations on what he can possibly do. Would you be surprised if he just ends up taking somebody at 17?
No, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. I wouldn't be surprised actually really by anything that he decides to do there, including, like you said, trading it for a player. I'm sure that some of those things will be discussed over the next few weeks or so. Some of those discussions actually take place at the NFL Combine. You know, you meet with agents, you meet with a lot of different people. Some of those things go on there. Then they move on to the NFL owners meetings in March. And, you know, a lot of those kinds of discussions take place there. I remember, you know, we made a little something of John Dorsey saying that he had coffee last year, breakfast or whatever, with Giants GM Dave Gettleman. So, yeah, there will be things that will be discussed. And I think the thing that you can be sure about with John Dorsey is that he will make some more big, bold moves. He's done it since the moment he set foot in Cleveland. And if you look back to free agency and the start of the league last year, he did a ton of things on those first 2 days. I mean, it was fast and furious in terms of trading guys, acquiring free agents, and basically overhauling this roster. Now, they don't have to do that as much this year because a lot of the hard work has already been done. But still, look, he came back and signed Kareem Hunt this year, and I think there will be more big moves.
Mary Kay, what do you think the voices are saying inside of Duke Johnson's head about his future as a member of the Browns?
Well, I'm sure he probably doesn't know what his future holds. I'm sure that that this signing of Kareem Hunt had to give him pause. And, you know, I don't have any indication that he's asked to be traded at this point. It doesn't mean he won't do that. You know, but I'm sure, especially when you consider that his touches went down from, I think it was 156 in 2017 to 80-something last year. He was already frustrated last year. And this continued even after Todd Haley was gone and Freddie Kitchens was in charge. So I think it's going to come down to how does Todd Monken view him? How do they put their heads together? How does Freddie Kitchens view him? Can they use him more as a receiver, maybe even sort of turn him into a de facto receiver, which he had been that to a degree. But instead of thinking of him as a running back, kind of move him over to a receiver and see if they can't use him that way. I don't think that would be the worst idea in the world, especially considering his base salary is only $1.8 million next year.
Mary Kay, how high are the Browns on Breshad Perriman?
I think they're pretty high on him. I mean, you can't teach that kind of speed. He's got blazing speed, and Baker Mayfield makes him a better receiver. He wants to be here. They've already started. They've talked to his agent and had preliminary discussions about an extension for him. And, you know, he got his confidence back. And that means everything. And Baker helped instill that confidence in him. And, you know, they kind of picked him back up off the mat last year. And I think that they would really like to re-sign him.
Just thinking about, you know, other players that are out there, Odell Beckham Jr., and we see all the pictures out there with Jarvis Landry and stuff like that. Do you think the Browns can make a play there or not? Or do you think they'll try to grab a wide receiver in free agency?
I think they will try to add some kind of a big name-ish receiver somehow, some way. And I think, you know, once again, that it wouldn't be surprising if they at least have a conversation about Odell Beckham Jr. I'm sure they had it last year. You know, that doesn't mean you're trying to trade for him, but, you know, sometimes the name comes up. Let's just put it that way. I'm sure the name will come up in discussions. Now, would they want to trade what it would take to get an Odell Beckham Jr.? I don't know about that. But I do know, and we've known all along, and I've been writing all along, that his college and Giants receivers coach Adam Henry is here. Jarvis Landry is here. He's gotten close with Baker Mayfield. He's hanging around the Browns a little bit. Jarvis has indicated to me that he thinks Odell would really like to come here. That was last year, last summer. I asked him that a couple of times. And, you know, we have seen Jarvis continue to kind of recruit him. We've seen Baker dining with him. So, yeah, I think that the Browns would at least consider it or think about it.
Von Miller was in that picture with Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield, which I found pretty interesting out there on social media. Is there anything there?
Well, you know, I don't know. Now that they have traded for Joe Flacco, you know, you would have to think that maybe they're not going to be selling off players like that, trading off players like a Von Miller, unless they really believe that they could get a ton for him. I don't see it happening. And the only way that the Browns would try to acquire a player like that is if they believe they're only one or two players away, would they give up the farm for a guy like that? I actually think that with the kind of offseason that they can have, they might only be one or two players away from really contending this year after they go through, you know, some of this offseason and add the five or six other players that I think they need to get to that level. You know, it might be worth trying to do something like that. So we'll have to see how that one goes.
Mary Kay, I would assume that the Browns are set here, but in the past, there was always, you know, some rumbling. Would they bring in somebody to be the head of the entire operation and John Dorsey would report to him and not to Jimmy Haslam? And, you know, like a director of football, president of football ops or something like that. You think that's even under consideration anymore or even a possibility, or is John Dorsey really cemented his place as the guy who is running this football operation?
I don't think now is the time to bring in that person. I think if they go through the next couple of years and see the need for that. You know, maybe they would consider doing it. I don't see it happening right now. I think what they've tried to do is let John Dorsey really oversee the football side of it, and I think that's one of the reasons they kept some of the Harvards like Paul DePodesta to kind of oversee the business side, the strategy side, the salary cap stuff, and that whole thing. So I think they felt like they kind of had it figured out, and right now I don't believe they would be going for that CEO type guy.
Mary Kay, I want to go back to Colin Kaepernick for just a second. When we walk away from this whole thing, okay, so now that there's a settlement, what did we learn? What did we learn about players trying to make a statement? What did we learn about players who think that maybe they've been blackballed from playing in the NFL? What did we learn about the NFL, and what did we learn about what might happen the next time?
Well, I think it remains to be seen. I think we still need to see the aftermath of this settlement. I don't think we have the final chapter yet, because we don't know yet if Colin Kaepernick will be back in the NFL. Now, of course, there's a confidentiality agreement in this settlement, so there's a lot that we probably still won't know. But, you know, I think what we have learned is that he took a stand. You know, he made a stand. He shook things up. He changed things. He affected change in the NFL, which I think was great, and in the United States. And in the end, the NFL, you know, tried to keep him down, but ended up having to pay up big in the long run. So he did make his mark so far, and I don't know if he's done doing that yet.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from theplaindealercleveland.com. Mary Kay, if you had to bet, is he back in the league? And I would think if he wants to be, somebody would sign him, because I don't consider him a great quarterback, but he is certainly better than many guys who are on NFL rosters right now.
You know, I'm going to say yes. I don't know why I necessarily feel that way, but I do feel like somebody will take a chance on him after all of this. And, you know, I don't know how it would shake out in terms of the settlement and what he could and couldn't do. But I do think that somebody will sign him at some point.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time. We will talk to you soon. We're talking about the combine next, so I'm looking forward to that too. So, Mary Kay, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, make sure Mary you Kay. Read her on the Plain Dealer on Cleveland.com every day. She is Mary Kay Cabot, and she was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.